Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Oh, man, shit.
It's been a long ass fucking day, man. It's hot as fuck. Goddamn fans just ain't kicking it.
I see that way.
Don't let me schedule for 30 minutes, man, so that's all we got. It won't give me no more time.
I don't know.
$20.
Say again. Say again. You said
$20 to get back home. Yeah, you gotta use that coupon though. You still got the one I sent you? It's the same one.
I don't know. It's probably not somewhere. All right,
I'll resend it to you.
I mean, shit, I ain't got it right now, but shit, I'm just playing.
I'll send it to you anyway. So whoever get it first, just go ahead and knock it out. Shit, I thought they was gonna give me my last check.
They still ain't gave it to you.
Hell no, nah, man. They probably gonna make me wait till Friday. You know, some companies give you a last check, and then some companies make you wait till payday for everybody else. I guess they're one of the ones that make motherfuckers wait.
Oh boy, you must really burnt your bridges.
Probably, man. I mean, it was a lot of shit said. He said some shit I didn't like. I now said some shit he ain't like, so. Fuck it.
Well, I gotta say, a motherfucker made you leave. They ain't give you 30 days.
I know. Shit, I mean, you know. You can't just sit there and just talk to people any kind of way you want, man, just because you're a boss, man. You know what I'm saying? You still got to show a little respect, man. Motherfucker ain't got to take that shit. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I just happen to be one of them. Huh?
I feel you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I just happen to be one of them motherfuckers that, you know, if you say something off color to me, I'm going to say something. Well, I appreciate that. You know what I mean?
What does the nigga say to you?
It's just the little shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I go in, clock in, you know, he'll come to me and be like, well, you know, I don't think this is the right job for you. You know what I'm saying? Just off the wall type shit. I'm like, what? I'm like, well, what you hired me for then? You hired me. Why you hired me if you don't think this is a job for me? Motherfucker just say shit to irritate you, man. And I would say shit back. So me and him never had no type of relationship for the whole 2.5 years. Now, he's a fucking bully, man. He's a bully. I won't let him bully me. Now, some people do, some people don't. All the motherfuckers that don't, they ain't here no more. He either got rid of them or transferred.
This is how it be.
Yep. And the motherfuckers at the company know. The only reason they kick the motherfucker around because he don't spend no fucking money. He saved the company tons of fucking money, man. That's the only reason I can see that motherfucker still here, because everybody got a complaint against him. Everybody. Yeah, people were doing this shit for 10 years. As soon as he transferred, they just want to get away. After being there for 10 straight years. You know what I mean? work a job for 10 years, you get a new boss, and all of a sudden you want to transfer, got to be a problem with that new boss.
So you figuring.
Right, it should be the new boss. Yeah. And then when you got 2-3 people that's doing it, you know, one time maybe like, you know, okay, he probably was just getting on his ass when I was doing his job, but when you have 2-3 people doing it, you know, that's saying something. The fucker's gonna let me transfer, but it's okay, fuck him. See if I get some motherfucking unemployment out there, punk asses. Shit, I was gonna kick it with Brunel yesterday, but they're gonna keep me on inviting me to his goddamn room.
You won't.
Nah, he's like, you don't want to come up all those stairs. So I said, I just got my ass back in the car. You know, I could go up, you know, kick one for a few minutes. She didn't want to invite me in, so I said, fuck it. Got my ass back in the car.
He told me last night, but shit, I don't get ready to fall asleep. I was actually dozing off. I'm like,
he probably was drunk, shit. I gave him a couple bucks helping me move, and he went straight to the hill with that.
Thanks, I'm gonna change.
Yep.
What's
shit,
up,
all
man?
We had was $7, so that's what we gave him, shit. That's all we had. Shit, I would have given something at me a little, man. Gave him a microwave, but. Yes, ma'am.
Where you with the cat?
Cat's right there.
No, I can't. Think about why you with
the cat. I don't know. I'm going to talk to you when I get off the phone, okay?
Huh?
I said I'm going to talk to you when I get off the phone, okay? Okay. What you say there?
So how I feel being, back living with somebody.
Well, that's cool so far, man. But, you know, it's going to be a big-ass adjustment, man. You know what I mean? Especially when you're not used to being around other people. You know, it's just, you know, it's just me and my daughter. But, you know, it's going to be a little adjustment period there. But so far, so good. It'll ask me about it more.
There ain't no more Martin.
What you mean?
No more get the stepper.
I never use that shit anyway. Can you text old girl?
Yeah, I just did.
Man, we only got 17 minutes left.
Text old girl.
Yes, sir?
No. She called me from a landline.
Some phones you can text landlines now.
Yeah, but, you know, it just,
what was that?
I said, what was I saying? Shit. No, I'm saying I don't know how long it takes to get to her landline.
Oh, okay. Well, we still got 15 minutes, so that's enough to get a couple of shots in. Shit, man, I don't want to go to the fucking drive-in.
You gonna go to the drive-in?
I say I want to go to the drive-in. One day, you know, before the summer's over. I ain't been driving in a couple of years. I think the last shit I started driving was like Transformer 2. Because here they let you barbecue out there and everything. Throw some burgers on the grill or something. Some dogs.
Damn. I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Yeah, man, we gotta get our sound bike back.
Hey, man, I was trying to keep up with them motherfuckers on Wednesday. I kept downloading them. Just to play something different. Is that you beeping?
Yeah. I didn't know you could hear that.
Yeah, I heard it. Did you ever catch up with the other girl? As far as the hostess?
My thing, let's see.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
I seen her. Shit, she ain't say nothing to me, so shit. I kept walking.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss your ass. I ask you, some boo yay or nay?
You got what?
I ain't gonna kiss her ass. It's a simple yay or nay.
Oh, yeah. I feel you.
But I do believe we do need a woman.
So do I. I mean, we had a good streak going with your sister, but she just kind of quit on us. We never thought about even replacing them.
Out? Oh, she called Kay and told her. I'm like, y'all supposed to be cousins. You gonna do her like that? Okay, like some of she. Okay, like some of she said they fighting.
Oh, she shouldn't fight a cousin over a man. Them motherfuckers a dime a dozen.
Yeah, I told her, but she like that's supposed to be her cousin. And I mean, I guess Jay felt like you knew how you know how she felt about the boy, and you still gonna go with him anyway.
Yeah, I see that. I see how that could hurt your feelings.
Right. Like,
yeah, I'll be kind of hurt too.
I told her, just cut it short. You ain't got to deal with her no more.
Well, I mean, but shit, at least she found out about dude.
Yeah.
She know what type of motherfucker he is. So, you know what I'm saying? She could look at it as a blessing. Now you know what type of dude he was, so you know he ain't the one for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's better to find out early than later. Once you got, you know, feelings invested and all that shit.
Well,
see, all you gotta do is tell him kick rocks and, you know what I'm saying, find another motherfucker.
Yeah, I gotta tell her, just, you know, you ain't gotta deal with her no more. And then when I call Toy, I'm asking Toy, well, did you know anything about it? I knew that they was friends. I said, so in other words, you knew about it.
Yeah, she probably knew.
Well, so my thing is, you know, my baby was hurt behind that, so. Like, if you knew when you, I mean, you ain't say nothing to your daughter, and, hey, you gonna keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. That's her niece.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. But hey, she found out early, so. She ain't got to waste no tears on him. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got to waste no tears on him later on in life.
Because
he should be out of the picture. Yeah, as far as the fighting thing go, I don't know about the fighting thing. I mean, I can see why she would want to fight her, but at the same time, it's really not worth it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand why.
I told her it ain't even worth fighting over.
No, it's not. It's really not. I mean, that's your cousin. Just don't deal with her. She's like a distant cousin to you now.
Right, that's all I told her, just leave her alone.
There you go. It ain't like y'all gonna be kicking at the next family reunion.
Right. But then the bad part is that my little niece that was in the hospital last week and caping up there with her all week. That's why Carrie ain't down here, because she was up there with her.
Hey, this is the same girl?
Yeah.
I don't know if I went to
no
hospital.
No, I'm saying, Kay didn't know at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, when did she find out?
She just found out Thursday.
And she's sitting up at the hospital with this girl, and this girl knows she's talking to her dude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's low down right there. That's foul as hell. So when she gone, dude probably coming up there.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Don't come yet. She's still here.
Right.
What kind of shit is that, man? That's some, see?
And they first cousin.
Nah, I was against the fighting thing, but I'm starting to change my mind. She need to whoop her ass, nah. That's some bold ass shit to do. That's bold as hell. I'm up here keeping you company while you in the hospital.
You be fucking my man.
Right.
No, I'm cool. Yeah, I think I'll have to start a fight.
Man, when I call Toy, like, you know, I'm like, you knew. I'm like, since you knew and you feel like, you know, you ain't going to say nothing, I mean, shit, it is what it is between us now.
Damn, y'all ain't speaking?
I mean, dude, you hurt my baby. I mean, y'all, I look at it like this. You could have easily dead in this. You know what I'm saying? Even if you didn't have to condone it.
That's a tough situation. I mean, but did she actually admit and say, well, I knew they were talking?
Yeah, he come over here and but I just thought they was just friends. Really, you thought they was just friends. But then, whatchamacallit, my niece was like, my mama finna call you. She, my mama just want to talk to you. And Kate was like, fuck you and your mama.
Damn. I don't know what to say about that situation, man.
I mean,
I understand it's your daughter and it's her daughter, but I think that's still your sister.
Hold on, man. You know what? Troy's been doing everything in her power to be at odds with me. So, you know, it's like, all right, you get your wish now. I'm through trying to keep this family thing together.
That's your decision, bro.
That's my decision. I guess she ain't calling back.
Probably not. Shoot, I wouldn't. I guess we lost old girl. We only got 2 minutes left.
Oh well. All right, well, I'll see you. I know I'll see you tomorrow, so I'll see what it do.
If you want me to set one up.
You said what?
Just let me know. I said if you want me to set one up for tomorrow, just let me know. And whatever time you send me, I'll set it for your time.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? If you say 6 o'clock, then it'll be 6 o'clock your time, 5 my time.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, just let me know.
All right.
Later.